The small boat roared softly as it made its way across the waters of the Inirida River, heading toward the Orinoco River. The journey began from Puerto Inirida, the capital of Guainía Department. This place, whose name means Little Mirror of the Sun, in the Puinave indigenous language, is surrounded by deep jungle and ancestral communities. It is a strategic point where rivers and cultures converge, where time seems to move more slowly. The journey continued toward Puerto Ayacucho along the majestic Orinoco River, one of the most important river systems in South America, which flows through Colombia and Venezuela and is part of one of the most biodiverse regions of the planet. Its waters not only connect territories, but entire cultures that have lived there for centuries. As we move forward, a group of missionaries guided by other missionaries and local guides, Piapoco, Curripaco, and Puinave, pointed to the riverbanks. There are no roads here. The river is life. And they were right. In this region, rivers are roads, markets, hospitals, and bridges between worlds. Here live people such as Puinave, Curripaco, and Piapoco, among others, who inhabited these lands long before borders existed between Colombia and Venezuela. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35, we see Jesus inviting his disciples to cross to the other side of the sea, passing through a storm in a boat to help someone on the other side. Here, the intention of crossing from one side to the other by boat or canoe is to serve every tribe and bring the gospel to every people group. In the riverside communities, many languages can be heard. Puinave, a unique isolated language spoken by thousands in Colombia and Venezuela, Piapoco and Curripaco, with Arawakan roots and rich oral traditions, Hivi, Guaibo, and Piaroa, especially present in the Venezuelan border region. Each language is not just about communication, but also about identity. Many communities are bilingual, blending Spanish with their ancestral languages. A Puinave elder once said, "When a language is lost, the soul of the people is lost." Lifeward and BMA Global not only seek to help preserve these languages, but also to provide the tools so people can have the gospel in their native tongue. The beauty of the region contrasts with its challenges. Geographic isolation, many journeys can only be made by river. Limited access to healthcare and education, risk of cultural and linguistic loss. In some areas, neighboring communities speak completely different languages, separated only by the width of the river. Yet, in the midst of this context, missionary teams arrive, not as conquerors, but as servants. The gospel is carried into the heart of the jungle, and the work includes Bible translation into languages like Puinave, which began in the 20th century, contextualized biblical teaching, training of indigenous leaders. Medical brigades are also carried out, where teams travel for days by boat to treat tropical diseases, conduct outreach campaigns, and train local health work volunteers. In addition, Bible seminars and workshops are established in the jungle for theological training, community leadership development, and ongoing discipleship. Lifeward has also helped bring technology to remote areas. One of the most impactful developments has been installation of satellite internet and community radio, virtual education in hard-to-reach areas, and connection to the world without losing cultural identity. A young Curripaco man expressed it this way, "Now we can learn without ceasing to be who we are." At sunset, the river becomes like a mirror. The orange sky reflects on its calm waters, and the jungle sings with sounds found nowhere else. The journey along the Orinoco to Inirida is not only geographical, it is spiritual. It is a reminder that in most remote places on earth, God is still at work, in a language fighting not to disappear, in a community that endures, in a canoe or boat carrying hope upstream. And as the boat comes to rest on the shore, one understands something profound. It is not only about bringing the gospel, but about walking in obedience to God's word with those who are already hearing Him in the midst of the jungle.